What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Mike Haas along with Jeff Nowak. Getting ready to talk some Tulane football against Northwestern. And Jeff said, they haven't played, too often. A lot of Big Ten teams. The last time they played Northwestern, October 6th, 1956. The first time they played them?
Wow.
1925. 18-7, Tulane won. Pre-Depression, Calvin Coolidge.
Man, that was
your 30th president at the time.
It was like an offensive showdown.
Yeah, 18-7.
Yeah.
So tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Yulman Stadium, it'll be Tulane against Northwestern. Joining us now is Tulane's sideline reporter as well as a Scouting Academy alum, Maddie Hudak. Hey, Maddie, how you doing, girl?
I'm doing well. I haven't heard stats about Calvin Coolidge since Tulane won the conference championship 2 years ago.
I know you were like, oh, God, he's not going to toss it to me with anything
trust,
about Calvin Coolidge.
You can always trust Haas to come in with the Calvin Coolidge stats.
That's right. You never know. When you get to be my age. All right. So here's the question. It is 4:28 on Friday, August 29th. Do we have a quarterback yet for Tulane tomorrow against Northwestern?
I don't know if it's really been officially announced, but as Summerall said last week, you can kind of read off of who is taking the majority of the one reps last week, and that was Jake Retzloff.
Yeah, makes sense, right? BYU, great proven arm, almost 3,000 yards. But you wonder if Brendan Sullivan gets in a little bit, right? I mean, maybe just a little?
Yeah, so I believe he's going to be available. We did see him a little bit in practice this week. I think it's just kind of a question of, not trying to rush that back, but it wouldn't surprise me if we saw, some package or two, especially if he's able to use his legs. Yeah, it's just an incredible asset that he has.
Yeah, I guess I should say Brendan Sullivan is from Northwestern. 1287, the Tulane hard in the transfer portal after losing Darian Mensah. So we'll see.
Yeah, Maddie, 5.5-point favorites against Northwestern. Haas and I were talking about when we came on, it's interesting to watch this Tulane program, and I don't know what the expectations were with Summerall coming in, but he kind of hit the ground running. Obviously, there were some fits and starts last year, but, that's a line you see to open a season about a team that has some expectations, right? Has some national clout behind it. What are your kind of top-end expectations? What do you want to see this team achieve this year, and what would kind of be the next step for Summerall as he kind of builds this thing?
Yeah, so I think the expectations kind of match. Just with you look at the caliber of transfers that they were able to get this season versus last year, where, John Summerall was an up-and-coming coach with the Troy Trojans. He had a foothold in Louisiana from being the defensive coordinator back in 2013 at Tulane. But I think the second year is really where you're starting to see that take off, where the potential of this team before that kind of downward slide at the end of the season was clearly there, and a lot of that has to do with Coach Summerall. I think you've seen that both on the recruiting trail and in the transfer portal, where you, have several freshmen, several from local Louisiana high schools that are credibly going to be able to play this year. But the quarterback room, last year it was Darian Mensah kind of came out of nowhere already on the roster. This year you had three starting quarterbacks who had played a season of football at the FBS level all come to compete here. and two of those are at the power four level. Then you look at the defensive line and all the proven transfer players they were able to get there. So I think that's where you see a lot of the expectations. You want to see them all put it together tomorrow on the field. But, you know, huge credit to Summerall and what he's done in these 2 years.
Tough start last year. I meant Kansas State. That was week two. You know, you play Kansas State very close, you know, 34-27. Then you got to play Oklahoma. So you're 1-2 start, but then you went to 8 straight. And I got to believe the way this team finished stings to this team. Like, they remember how they finished last year. And maybe not the bowl game, because bowl games are different, but just kind of Memphis, Army, Florida, you know, finish. Feels like they got something to prove.
Yeah, I think, you know, you kind of, there's only so many players left from that team to be able to feel that way. But I think a lot of the identity of these guys that have come over in the transfer portal, the quarterback room, Maurice Turner, kind of having a chip on their shoulder. You know, Maurice Turner hasn't played since, I believe, September or something of last year. He got hurt and was out for the entire season. And so a lot of these guys that are stepping into these roles here have that chip on their shoulder, have kind of a lot to prove to show that there has been that much turnover, but it doesn't really matter. But the last couple of years for Tulane have kind of ended in misery outside of the Cotton Bowl. And so the guys that are left from that, I think, really want to, A, start strong, but have that strong start to know that you're going to be able to see the finish line and finish in a different way.
Yeah, you know, so for those of us who aren't as familiar with Retzlaff, what's kind of your scouting report, assuming he is the starting quarterback tomorrow?
Yeah, so he can make every throw, his touch is there. He also has the ability to use his legs. He's comfortable with it, and I think you'll see that really be an asset and just a huge difference maker from what the quarterback situation was last year. Darian Mensah still kind of getting his feet wet as a quarterback. You don't have that in Retzlaff, and that's really impressive to say when, I mean, legitimately, he got onto campus a week before the season started. It's a completely different system. They use that kind of snap cadence count at BYU. It's all verbal here at Tulane. So to be able to learn the entire system, and when there was an opportunity with Brendan Sullivan going down, to be able to step in and really lead the way like that, I think the intangibles and the leadership really stick out with him as well. But he's really just a well-rounded quarterback that, quite honestly, Tulane shouldn't have ended up with when they did. It's a really weird situation in college football, and I really think it changes Tulane's situation this year.
Do you think, even though there's a lot of new players, that it's still kind of foundationally a team that wants to go out? They averaged 35 last year. I think defensively gave up 20. I mean, you know, that they want to be that kind of offense, irrespective that it's the new players, the style of offense that they play, that go out and just push it up and down the field.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting this game especially, and it really depends on the weather tomorrow, where, you know, if it's a rainy game, we could see a totally different game plan. But the idea with this weather advantage here is you almost kind of want to catch Northwestern off guard. They're going to want to shorten the game and run the ball a lot. So, yeah, that's going to be Tulane's bread and butter. But at least to start, you might see a little more tempo and just a little bit trying to catch them on their heels before I believe they are going to really settle into what we know their identity is, which is, you know, setting up the pass by running the ball quite a bit. And they don't have Mekhi Hughes this year, but they have Maurice Turner and a really strong room behind him. I think the depth there is really night and day from last year.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about the depth. I'm curious, you know, are there a couple names you can throw out that, you know, people might not have on their radar right now that by the end of the season, especially on offense, we'll be talking about a lot?
Yeah, I think the two transfers from FAU are two to watch. The running back, Zuberi Mobley, he'll probably back up Maurice Turner. Omari Hayes, he's a shifty wide receiver and a really good punt returner for FAU last year. So you'll see him doing that as well as Maurice Turner on kickoff returns. The tight end room is interesting. I think Justin Reed as a pass catcher is going to be one to watch. True freshman Javen Gordon at running back, it might be someone you see a little bit of. And I think a name everyone's excited about and knows about on offense, Shaz Preston. I think he's really set up to have a good year this year. And you've just seen him have that chemistry with these quarterbacks. There's just a little bit of unprovenness, I think, at the wide receiver position, but there's a lot of potential, including, you know what, again, a true freshman, Oliver Mitchell out there, Zy Carl Lewis. There is quite a bit of names that you might not know a lot about, but would keep on your radar tomorrow for sure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's early, right? Beginning of the season, but this is a pretty, you know, big statement game, only because when you kind of look, they play South Alabama next week two, and then you get Darian Mensah and his return, Duke week three, and then you go to Oxford week four. So, I mean, you got in your first four games, Northwestern, Duke with your returning quarterback, and then in Oxford against Ole Miss, man, this is a great way to start.
Yeah, it really is. There's two sides of the coin there where I think, you know, if you're afraid of competition, if you're afraid of, you know, playing with the best in this out-of-conference schedule is extremely daunting. But you look at the way Tulane played Kansas State last year and you wonder if they were able to pull that win off, what the season would have looked like, what the perception of them would have looked like. And I think there's also an opportunity, you know, not to get too ahead of themselves, but having the college football playoff favorite for that G5 spot in Boise State kind of, you know, not do well in their opening game and lose to an AAC opponent. Tulane's not going to play them this year unless they make it to the AAC championship together. But I think that really kind of opens a lane for this team to go out there and show what they can do against some really credible opponents.
Yeah, you know, I feel like Tulane is in a kind of unique situation because you talk about LSU and, you know, the college football playoff, and, you know, it always felt like they had a chance to get in there. With Tulane and some of these smaller programs, that was always kind of punching up, and you never really could tell, oh, how good is this team really relative to some of these other conferences? With the expanded format, it's got to feel like, hey, it's like, hey, you know, a different world almost. Of if we take care of our business in conference, we can be in that college football playoff, and it doesn't really matter whether people take us seriously or not, because if you get in that bracket, you're there. Just as a smaller program, it's got to be a game changer when you can sell that, especially on the recruiting trail and the transfer portal. Whereas, you know, in the past, it'd been like, well, if you want a chance at the college football playoff, you got to go to one of these big schools. It's not really the case anymore.
Oh, 100%. I think, too, when you're kind of asking before what the effect is in this second season, I think, you know, Summerall got out there in his intro press conference and said this team's going to go to the college football playoffs. Yeah, again, maybe if they beat Kansas State last year, but they were also in the conversation after shutting out Navy the way they did at the end of the season last year. So it goes to show that they're really in play for that spot. And for a lot of these guys, you might be getting some Power Four offers. There's the question of playing time, and then there is the question of, is there actually a better path to the college football playoff here at Tulane? And so that's where I think you're no longer seeing them have to go and pick up these undersized guys to kind of, you know, punch above their weight class. They're really able to recruit the type of guy and the type of player, both, you know, in character and in on the field, that they want to recruit and be able to actually sell them a credible story in that.
I don't know. I've interviewed him, but I don't know him, John Summerall. So, I mean, you just look at the transfer portal, right? And you look at, believe me, we talk about NFL players during this past training camp who had some tie to him at Troy, followed him to Tulane, whatever it is. I mean, he must have that special, you know, ingredient from a transfer portal to just guys willing to walk through walls for him. I mean, tell me about him.
Yeah, he really does. He's one of the best motivators I've seen, and just in terms of knowing what makes guys tick. And his recruiting relationship, you know, Retzloff is another guy where he recruited him to Troy, was the only FBS offer he had for a while until BYU came out of nowhere. That relationship really played a strong role in why Tulane has him on their team right now. And I just, you know, he said before his best and worst trait might be his brutal honesty. I think without question, that's his best trait. I think it's in today's college football with NIL and, you know, trying to get guys in the transfer portal, you're hearing a lot of messy snake oil salesman type stuff. And I think, you know, Sumrall is just firmly the opposite in that. And some guys might not want, you know, they might want to be promised something. But I think when you're looking for the type of player that Sumrall wants to recruit, when he has that brutally honest conversation and they're about that, I think you recruit the right type of guys that want to be there and all really buy into this culture. But I think it starts with him really, you know, when he says the best players will make it on the field, it doesn't matter what your NIL deal is, what you were, you know, at your last program, it matters what you do here. And you saw that in the quarterback competition and the decisions they made last year. He has a pretty good resume for, you know, showing that.
You know, Maddie, I always get a kick out of it when I'm watching the Tulane game on TV and like it goes to half and I can see you like chasing down the head coach on the sideline with a microphone. And, you know, I can always tell, you know, that you just genuinely enjoy being out there, and I appreciate it because it's a fun thing to be a sideline reporter. I do it for the Saints, and you know, there's the energy of the game that you just can only get down there on the sideline with the speed and the impact. Even of just like it's like being near a car crash. How excited are you to get back out there tomorrow?
I totally agree. That was such kind of an unexpected surprise. It was just the complete adrenaline rush right. That the sideline brings. And again, to your point, I don't think I appreciated things like, you know, when I saw Tajay Spears that far away, what he's really able to do, how really hard it is at the line of scrimmage and just the sound of everything. It is super exciting. And I think, again, you know, having this opening day be against the opponent it is and have really a lot of excitement and expectations here for this Tulane team, I am very excited to take the field really no matter what the blistering weather is going to be.
Yeah, it's supposed to rain, be warm and rainy. So three things. First off, I think you were being enormously kind to Boise State, who got drilled by South Florida 34-7. And you do have your rain suit, right, already?
Yeah, from the military bowl. I have my garb still.
There you go. And 11 o'clock, man, I'm not a huge fan. It's tough, you know, 11 a.m. But feel free, you know, if you need to use the Calvin Coolidge stuff tomorrow, it's yours. It's all yours.
Perfect. I'll be looking for that to throw in the broadcast.
No, have a great call tomorrow, great day on the sidelines, and a great season. It's all setting up, but a really, really good start. Love to see him play these quality football teams early and get a win tomorrow. And Ben, stay as dry as you can.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Roll wave. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Maddie.
Thanks, Maddie.
It's at Maddie Hudak _94. She's the Tulane sideline reporter. Also a alum of the Scouting Academy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.